Hello, come here in the front now, tell us what happened. See, last night we were discussing the situation and what a wonderful thing Rumi has said. You know who Rumi is? Jalaluddin Rumi, the great one. Come on, fellow, come on, speak out loudly. Let it be recorded. Come.
Let me record it.
Yeah, take your time. Take 2-3 minutes.
Now, Rumi talks about the two types of temples that God has built for people. That one is for his lovers who are mindful of him, who remember him, who love him. That temple is of this creation. They don't require a synagogue or a fire temple or a place of worship to remember him. Anywhere in the world is a place of remembrance to him. And he's created for the rest a hell on earth so that the heart begins to call out to him. Some people remember him without any cause, you see. They don't require a synagogue, etc., etc., you see. But when crisis comes along, that means hell on earth, then naturally the heart calls out to him. So he talks about that and...
gender figure.
Huh. That there is a temple somewhere in Jerusalem, I don't know where it is, where the doorway to that temple is about this high, you know, very low. That when one has to enter inside, one has to bend down and then come out. And Rumi says that the door, when one fails to be humble, paying obeisance to God each moment of one's life, then naturally God has to introduce a door whereby you are forced to make obeisance. So crises have been created.
These doors are the crisis.
Crisis, yeah. Suffering, tribulations, all these are the doors, doorway to be humble, to pay. One begins to pay obeisance to him.
Okay. This has been said by the great one.
That might be also be why he says 99% of the suffering. Huh? Maybe that's why he also says 99% of the suffering in the world is unnecessary, because if we can only do it without suffering.
Yeah, but we can't do
right.
it. Yeah, we can't live without it. We have to suffer in order to enter that temple. Very good figure.
Yeah.
I liked it.
So I suppose if you were bowing down all the time, the question of the door would never arise.
Yeah.
It would already be there.
Humble. Yeah. That assertion, that's putting the self first and foremost, is at the root of all this. And he comes time and again to wipe that out. He comes for all, but he is for the few. So those few become the lambs to be slaughtered. That is the sacrificial slaughter. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.